Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio with me. Jared the Diver Guy and Casey connected via the web. Even Walt DeMartini. We got to find out how the Gomez Hilton fared after Hurricane Irma there in South Florida. And we'll get to him in just a bit. But first, I got the Dive God on via FaceTime. Mr. Neil Watson, how are you, my friend?
Gregory, I am great, considering this is the last day of September to remember. Thank God this thing's over.
Yes.
Holy smokes.
It has been a rough one. We haven't had one like this in like 10 years, I'd say, for South Florida and stuff. But you know what? We're through it. The recovery's back on the Keys, it looks like, and the Bahamas did pretty well, right?
Oh man, I'm telling you, I'm counting my blessings. I still have a screenshot from the hurricane tracking app when Irma was 185 mile an hour at Cat 5, and they're showing it coming in to Fort Lauderdale, going up the coast, wiping out the Bahamas and South Florida.
Yeah.
And my life just flashing before my eyes, man. I'd have lost my house and my business. And, we were blessed. The Bahamas, there's not one Bahama dive operator that's impacted at all. Bimini didn't receive any major damage. The boats are fine, the dive shop's fine, and we're running. But, as president of the Bahama Diving Association, all of our members, our hearts and prayers go out to the other Caribbean operators that weren't as fortunate. My goodness, there were some really bad situations.
Yes. Well, we're going to check in with Simon Walsh there from Dominica here in just a bit and get the lowdown. That appears to be the worst island that I can find, Neil, from a diving industry standpoint that really got just totally decimated. Would you agree with that assessment?
Unbelievable. I saw pictures of Simon's house, and I sent him a message and said, "Hey, pal, if you need a place to stay, my home is available to you." But he has family in the States that he's going to. But it looked more like an explosion than a hurricane going through. It was just amazing.
So true. It's kind of depressing. But, like I said, Simon's strong, and we're going to talk to him in just a bit and see how we can all rally behind him and maybe try to get that destination back on track. And as well as I know everybody in the Bahamas feels that way, too. There's kind of like a camaraderie amongst the whole island chain of, throughout the Caribbean. They care about their brothers and sisters. They're like states down there. Is that a fair kind of thing to say, Neil, you think?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, the Bahamas government is even bringing in school children from Dominica and enrolling them in the local schools. So they hate that. Have a chance for education.
Not the kids, I mean.
Exactly. Yeah.
But we're
competitors, but that's not the way we want to get additional business.
True. So true. Yeah, but the Bahamas were good. I did find it ironic when, we were covering Hurricane Irma a few weeks ago, and, it ended up going further west, and, here at our home base of operations in Orlando, I was like, oh, geez, I thought Neil and his crew down in South Florida are going to have to deal with this. Looks like we're going to have more trouble than they are. But, we managed okay. It was fine. But I saw the post on Facebook where it said in Bimini, I think it was Junior or Beth or someone from the operation there in Bemidji. He said, "Hey guys, we're going out today," and this was the day the hurricane was going through.
And I got through to my son. I've got no power. I've got no internet. Wind blowing like crazy, and I said, "Son, are you going to make it over there? You know, you stuck it out." He said, "Dad, I've got a generator. I'm staying in a friend of mine's town home, and we're watching cable television and drinking beer, and yeah, things are good." So I'm thinking, well, so much for that problem.
Exactly. So, and that's good. I mean, you know, typically the month of September is a really slow time for the Bahamas anyway. A lot of the operators even shut down for a while, right?
You know, if you took the calendar with the 52 weeks, said, okay, I got to pick a week for a hurricane to hit and put me out of business for a while, You would circle the week after Labor Day. As you just said, a lot of the out-island hotels actually closed from Labor Day, sometimes to Thanksgiving, because it's such a slow period. They plan all of their maintenance and vacations and all of this. So from that standpoint, you know, occupancy, we didn't have that much on the books. And we were only out a week anyhow. Mm-hmm. We extended a week. We could have opened the hotel, but it just gave us a chance to do some general maintenance and clean it up and stuff. But we're open this weekend and business as usual, and everything's doing great.
And you would agree that the best way to support any of these operators, whether they're hit by hurricanes or not, is just go there and dive, right?
Absolutely. You know, even if there's a little bit of inconvenience. You know, the truth is, a lot of times after these storms and the dust settles and the silt clears off the reefs are healthier. It has a tendency to clean a lot of the algae off, and and the marine life comes back strong. And it's kind of nature's way of regenerating the reef. So it's not always the worst thing in the world.
Well, and stirring up the lobster. Have you gotten any report?
Yeah.
I've heard that the lobsters are walking in South Florida, or they did a while ago. Are you still getting reports along that line, too, or no?
Yeah, I've heard the same thing. Also, supposedly the stone crab season's looking great. They're back strong. So, yeah.
All right. So, it gives you another reason to jump in there and take a look at what's going on. Yeah, I love it. Matter of fact, today, I believe, is the first day of California spiny lobster season. And, you know, last week I was out there diving there. They were all over the reef, those California spiny lobster.
Until they could get the water up to 80 degrees, those spiny lobsters are safe from me.
Yes. Well, if you can go in there with a mindset that it's that you're dyslexic, because I came in at 68. But I was trying to think, oh, it's 86. Yeah. And I just turned up the heat on my heated rash guard. I actually managed it okay. I did.
Okay.
It wasn't that bad. So it was, the diving out there in Catalina was pretty awesome. But I ain't going to lie. You know, putting on a 7mm wetsuit and all the extra crap you got to put on is not the same as just jumping in the water in your bathing suit and a T-shirt in Bimini and just, you know, being just celebrating the benefit of being a warm water wuss. That's where you kind of have to go. Because, you know, look, if you dodge these hurricanes and you hit it right, September is the best month to dive in Florida and the Caribbean, I think.
Absolutely. Normally the water's the warmest, the calmest, the clearest, and the boats are half empty. So if you can plan a vacation between Labor Day and the end of October in South Florida, the Caribbean, that's the time to do it.
There you go. You get some you know, travel insurance just in case. And you look, we had our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise planned here for some time now, and looks like we are going to just hit it at a perfect time, about two and a half weeks after the last storm went through the area. I think that'll be enough time for it to settle down, be pretty decent viz, and we should have a great trip, I think.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny. You go 4, 5, 10 years, you start forgetting it's even hurricane season. It doesn't even enter your mind. You know, the last couple of years, everything that formed just stayed offshore or went out to sea or whatever. It's just out of sight, out of mind, and then all of a sudden, wow, we're living in paradise, but this is the reality.
Absolutely.
Know?
Yeah. What are you getting on reports down there in South Florida? I mean, I haven't talked to Jeff there, Captain Cocktail, but I know his boats were fine, and he's back and operating.
Actually, I had a great experience last night. SUDS, which is like Wounded Warriors, a lady that works with that, invited me to dinner with one of the wounded warriors that's getting his instructor's certification from Bill Cole at Sea Experience. And they invited me to dinner, and I went to dinner with them, and he'd been diving all week. And he said, you know, the visibility's down a little bit, but it's coming back. And he even mentioned that there's a lot of little spores and stuff that seems to be growing on the reef that seem to be, you know, regenerating it. And it did move some of the wrecks down there, though, apparently.
Yeah, in a good way? I guess we'll have to talk to Captain Cocktail and find out, huh?
Have to do that. Not that far.
All right. Well, there you go. We'll get the lowdown on that and then some. And in the meantime, Neil, go check out Old Greg. That is not my life story, but a listener sent me that, and I had to clarify that for them. And Dive God needs to know this stuff, too. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I didn't know this about you, Summer, that you are in your time off. You're a scuba diver.
Yeah, since I'm 10.
Since you're 10, but like you...
And I'm 50. No. I was diving before you were born.
And I...
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio with me. Also, we have Casey from Tampa. He's connected via the web, as well as Jerry the Diver Guy. Also, Mr. Walt DeMartini is with us from the Gomez Hilton. It still exists. It has not been blown away. Is that correct, Walt? You're there.
That is correct. All right. I'm here, alive and well.
How is the rum punch is safe? And,
rum punch is good. Listen, I know Simon's got other places to go, but he's always got an open invitation to come here if he needs to.
Well, there you go. Yes, we have Simon Walsh on from Dominica. He's actually back in the States right now, and he is on Scuba Radio to give us the lowdown on the Nature Island, one of our favorite places to dive on the planet. Simon, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Greg. Good to hear your voice. Yeah, doing as well as can be expected, I guess. Not
yes.
too bad.
You've been through quite a journey there, Simon. I mean, you know, a lot of people, you had a lot of followers on Facebook, and I was one of them. And following that, I don't know, the escape, to get back to civilization was, it was a harrowing experience. I say it mildly, I think. Is that a fair way to describe it?
It was. I think I might have traumatized my Facebook followers there, Greg. You know, I was cut off for about 5 days. There was not a word from us at all.
Yeah.
So when people see I haven't posted anything funny on Facebook for 5 days, they know things are pretty dire.
True. True.
We had a pretty interesting experience. Let's put it that way. The Storm Maria, you know, was coming across the Atlantic, and we were watching it, and we were getting ready, and I'll stand to be corrected, but I don't think a storm has ever gone from a 2 to a 5 as fast as Maria did.
Yeah.
So as fast as she was coming on Dominica, I mean, by the time we heard it was a 5, we were already in underneath the house, battened down and hoping for the best. And then we got a text message from a good friend of mine, Jake Levison, used to work over at I-4. And he basically said, he said, F, it's a 5, which is going to be my new tattoo.
Okay.
The F word, and it's a 5. And at that point, we knew the direction
trouble.
It was coming.
We
were in trouble.
Yeah, you know, the thing just a picture or paint a picture for everyone. Simon built his own place in Dominica up on a mountain. I mean, it's like on a cliff. Beautiful. Oh, my gosh, so picturesque place. And I've been fortunate enough to visit him there before and hang out and have a cocktail and some ceviche.
Lionfish ceviche.
That's right. It was just awesome. And, you know, I honestly, when I heard about the storm coming through Dominica, Simon, and I knew where you were, I was like, well, he's high up. He's going to be okay. Yeah, he's going to be inconvenienced maybe. But then all of a sudden I see this stuff on Facebook. You know, my house exploded. Oh, my gosh. Just paint the picture here. From what you told me before we went on the air, you and the wifey there had to cover up in mattresses for like 4 hours or something?
Yeah, it was, you know, the way I built my house, and I'm an engineer and a builder, so I built my house. It's a wooden house, but if you look at old photographs of hurricanes, you can see a lot of wooden houses that survived. As long as they were designed properly with the right pitched roof and everything. And I followed everything and doubled up on hurricane ties and did everything right. But the way the wind came, it came up the valley. And I think it was concentrated in the valley, and it came up underneath our house. So I realized pretty much somewhere around 8 o'clock that we were in trouble. And so we went down into a safety room, which has a one concrete back wall and it's concrete side walls. And the water started pouring in sideways through every crevice in the house. It was just hitting the house sideways. So we were mopping up and we were, you know, I said to my wife, oh, that, look at that. Now the water's dripping onto the mattress, because we shoved the mattress in the corner. That's where we were going to sleep. And, oh, no, the mattress is getting wet, which in retrospect is pretty damn funny. And then as things got worse, I realized that the windows were going to explode. And so we just wrapped ourselves in the mattress and tied ourselves in, and then basically just took it for about a little bit over an hour. And then we heard the house lift up and go, and the wind actually lifted both my wife and I and the mattress off the ground, and then kind of dumped us back down. And once we survived that, we were, you know, just thinking, well, if we can get through this. And yeah, about 4 hours, about 12:30 in the morning, and until the wind dropped to less than 100 miles an hour, maybe, I don't know. And we managed to get out of the mattress and look around and grab a jacket and put a jacket on, because we were under a waterfall and direct wind. And yeah, it wasn't much fun. And then about
make a great disaster movie, it sounds like, though. I mean, not to make light of jeez,
yeah, good movie. And wow. And you know, should always put a bottle of rum in your disaster room, Greg. That's basically a
okay. That helped.
I think a new given. So put that in your. That's not in many of the written manuals, but
yeah.
Definitely
put that
in
your hurricane
kit. You need that rum.
Bottle of rum.
Exactly.
Okay, got it.
So and then we stuck our head up and 6 o'clock and saw that the world had completely changed. And, you know, to be honest, Greg, I thought that the storm was going to go to the south of us. And I thought, well, you know, as badly as my community is devastated here, hopefully we got the worst of it and the rest of Dominica is okay. And unfortunately, that's not the case. Dominica has taken an absolutely devastating hit. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's amazing, Greg. I spoke to a guy in my village today. Finally, communications is coming back. And he's telling me this road, and like I said, I'm an engineer, so I thought it was going to take a year to clear that road. It was incomprehensible. And that one section of road from the village up to my house has been cleared already. The guys have gone up there and cleared all that with handsaws and machetes and just attacked it. And, you know, the resilience and strength of Dominica is unparalleled. And they're going to be coming back strong.
Yeah, well, I have no doubt about that. Everybody I've met on the island of Dominica, they're very proud of their island, as they should be. And I have no question, you know, they're going to get back up on their feet as soon as they can. But it's difficult right now. I mean, despite their best efforts, do you have any idea what they need the most, or what are you hearing?
Yeah, I mean, food is getting down there, water's getting down there, but they need everything. I mean, they need food, they need water, they need medical supplies, they need chainsaws, they need generators, they need, you know, a lot of things. And of course, it's changing day to day because it takes a while, especially Dominica. As you know, it's not a flat place where you can visit everywhere. I mean, there's villages up in the mountains that are not getting as much aid as the other places.
Understood. Simon, hold the line. We want to make sure we get out all the information we can about the island and how you can help it. And we're going to do that right after the break, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. The Nature Island needs our help, and we're here to help them next.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm talking to Simon Walsh, who just got off the island of Dominica, the Nature Island. Beautiful place. And Simon, we only got a couple more minutes, but I want to make sure we get out there some of the efforts you're already starting to spearhead here in the States to help the folks out there on the island. What have you set up? How can we support it and that kind of stuff? What do you know at this point?
Yeah, so what I've set up is I've set up a GoFundMe account for Sufria and Scott's Head. Those are the two communities where I live and the village of Galleon as well, those three communities. And so it's on GoFundMe, and if you do go on GoFundMe and you search Sufria Scott's Head, you'll find the account. It's set up personally by me, and I am going to account for every dollar. I'm not taking a single dollar. This is not to rebuild my house or my life or anything. This is for my community. And I want to head back in the next couple of weeks and do an assessment. I have people on the ground there that I'm going to talk to, make sure that every single item that I buy, every dollar I spend, is exactly what is needed. And then I'm going to deliver it directly into the community.
Yeah. Well, I got to just say,
go fund me and search for Sufria.
All right. We will get a link up at Scuba Radio or on the Scuba Radio Facebook page for this effort. And just to vouch for Simon, he's done so much for Dominica in the past. Matter of fact, he kind of introduced me to Dominica years ago. So it's because of Simon that I even know of this beautiful place. So I can vouch for his character and the fact that this is a legitimate way to help some folks in Dominica. So we will make sure we get a link up to that at Scuba Radio. And Simon, we wish you the best. I know you've been through a lot, but I have a feeling you're going to come through this you know, better and stronger than ever. And, you know, your dive industry friends are here to help. And hopefully we'll see you at the DEMA show to be able to, you know, give you some of that thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Firsthand.
You're going to see me at the DEMA show for sure. And I just want to say that the dive community has been an incredible community, shown so much support for me personally and for the GoFundMe campaign.
All right.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Greg.
You got it. There you go. Simon Walsh, our good friend in Dominica. And once again, look for that link at scubaradio.com and the Facebook page. at Scuba Radio as well. We'll make sure you can get to that GoFundMe site if you have trouble finding it on your own. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
What in God's name are you talking?
You think they wanted the sharks to get smarter? It just happened. And they all got eaten because of it.
Sharks patrol these waters. Sharks patrol these waters. It's murder out there. Murder out there. Sharks patrol these waters. Sharks patrol these waters. Hey, don't you worry about the Deglo Orange Life Preserver.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio. Jerry the Diver Guy. Casey, who's at the Tobacco Hub in Tampa. And also Mr. Walt DeMartini. And by the way, I didn't ask Simon from Dominica about our good friend Woody in Dominica. It was kind of like him and Simon worked together a lot when we go to the island. And Woody ends up being our driver. He drives me all around the island and that kind of stuff, and I talked to him, you know, time and time again through Facebook and stuff, and he has been missing in action, and he's very active on Facebook as well. Now, Simon has been all over last week or two, and that's, you know, how I got most of my information. I see, literally, Woody has finally poked his head out and let the world know he's alive and kicking, but he said it's been very difficult. His family home was destroyed after this catastrophic hurricane, and it's the devastation's just been crazy. So hopefully we will find out more about Woody and how he's I have a feeling he's going to be right there with Simon trying to raise funds to bring Dominica back to normal as can be expected, you know, hopefully sooner as opposed to later. So our hearts and prayers go out to both those folks as well as everybody on the island. Like I said, it is my favorite place. A few years ago, I rated Dominica as my favorite place to dive on the planet, period. And, you know, I've been around the block a time or two. And, you know, I think that says something. What do you think, CJ?
You're old, Greg.
Okay, it doesn't necessarily say that, but...
What, did you go around the block drinking Bailey's?
From a shoe?
I swear, both of you guys.
You little fuzzy man peach.
Yeah. All right, whatever.
So why, give us, tell us about the diving there.
The diving is just, it's pristine. It's had less, you know, impact from commercial sources because the island is much less developed than, you know, 90% of the other islands out there, you know, and less people go there, and maybe that's part of it. Maybe it's where it's situated. It's also the most volcanic island in the entire world.
Cool.
Supposedly. It's like 9 or 10 active.
Is that where you rub all the
volcanoes.
Mud all over your body and run around the beach like a lunatic?
Well, you could, I'm sure, there in Dominica, but that was Carriacou where we did that,
okay,
back in the day, off the coast of Grenada, one of the sister islands of Grenada.
Hell,
where we
I
did
rub mud all over my body and run around like a lunatic every day. Oh, never mind, sorry.
Yeah, a little too much information.
Don't you need though. Bailey's to make a mud slide?
It probably wouldn't hurt. Probably wouldn't hurt.
Creamy.
Yeah. But yeah, it is something.
How many times have you been
island.
There?
I've been to Dominica 4 or 5 times. A beautiful
nice.
Place. And yeah, it's just a really, really, really beautiful, beautiful place. And it's so tropical topside, too. When you get up in the mountains, you know, these steep cliffs and stuff, it's a tropical rainforest.
It sounds like.
But it's been stripped right now because of the hurricane, stripped all this vegetation off. Now, it'll take a month or two before this stuff to start coming back, I guess. But, you know, bananas all over the place, mangoes, every fruit you could imagine, just growing wild.
It sounds like
really remarkable.
Like Hawaii, but in the east, in the Atlantic.
Exactly. And my first trip.
Called the Nature Island.
Well, yeah. My first trip to Dominica.
Monkeys?
I don't know.
Sounds like that would be teeming with monkeys.
Yeah,
he's got a monkey heart, I forgot.
That's right. I don't think they have monkeys. I don't think. I could be wrong.
Well, maybe we could introduce them.
Well, We could
train them to go pick the bananas and bring them back to us.
Well, they got
to
grow them first. It's been stripped of bananas, maybe because of the storm. I don't know. We'll find out. But
the thing people forget about, these tropical islands have been through it before. The flora will grow back in a season. It'll be back by next year.
Well, I hope you are right.
May have suffered.
Yeah. Well, like I said, animals not so much a problem, I don't think, in Dominica. But they got all these beautiful waterfalls and hot springs because of the volcanic activity and stuff. But my first visit, I did think, I was like, wow, this is like Hawaii. I didn't expect to see this in the Caribbean. I've seen videos and stuff. I hadn't really been to Hawaii that much, but I was like, I thought, you know, this didn't exist in the Caribbean, and it ends up it does, and it's even maybe more dense and compacted version of what you might see in the Pacific. Or
it's a
Hawaii.
Lot like us, dense and compacted.
Yeah, okay, we could go with that, or husky, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, we have that to look forward to get back there to the nature island. And like I said, we'll get that link up at Scuba Radio, or at least on the Scuba Radio Facebook page, if you want to support Simon and his efforts there at that GoFundMe campaign. I'm sure you can find it on your own, but we'll try to make a link up there at the website so it's easy to find and you can lend your support. Now, we also have Walt DeMartini with us.
Captain Walt.
Yes. And I haven't really spoke to him a lot since Hurricane Irma came through and whacked the Gomez Hilton. But have all the repairs been completed there, Captain Walt, or how are we doing?
All the repairs have been totally completed. I do want to say one thing to start off the conversation.
Yeah.
In honor of old Greg, we're putting a little Bailey's in our
into the
rum punch now.
Into the rum punch, or are you just adding that to the... To the hotel bar.
Punch. Oh, God. Just kidding.
Actually, he's probably not.
That makes a drink called a bleeding ulcer.
Okay.
All right. Now, all the repairs are done.
Yeah. Well, what happened, Walt? You lost power. I know that. But for how many days down there?
I was out without about 5 days. But I had a generator here.
Okay.
And I operated the generator. So I had both refrigerators going. The rum punch never got warm. And,
important.
We covered all the important things.
So I heard Walt got his bottom waxed.
Okay.
That's true.
All right.
My bottom got waxed.
Interesting.
The bottom of the boat got wet.
Oh, okay.
And when we're next time we're on World of Boating, I'll go ahead and tell you all about off and on and on and off or whatever it is, and doing bottoms of boats.
Interesting.
Was it fuzzy like a peach?
No, it was kind of brown.
Oh, you never want your bottom brown.
So it's hairy like a peach.
Okay. All right. We're walking right up to a line now, boys. Let's bring it back.
All right. Listen, the one good thing they did was our street even is all cleared off. I don't know. For some reason, they're doing some work on the street, and the city came in and said, hey, bring in the FEMA truck, and they hauled all the trash. They haven't even done Victoria Park Road, but we've got Victoria Terrace is totally cleaned up.
Well, it's important for the Gomez Hilton to be fully functional and clear to debris. I think they understand the value that you provide the community. Is that fair?
Yes.
To say? Yeah. Well,
they didn't want any people hiding in the little bundles of bush that were on the side of the street.
And he is talking about the debris, just so we're clear. And regardless, you know, what about all the repairs that you... I mean, you had done a lot of renovations to the Gomez Hilton right before the hurricane. None of those were affected too much or derailed or what?
No, it was really great. We jacked the seawall up around 4 feet, and as you looked across the seawall, the entire island of Hendricks Isle was totally underwater.
Wow.
Their seawall was lower, of course, and when the high tide came in, the water at the canal just went straight across the whole island. I've got pictures of it. Unbelievable.
Hmm. Is that the place where me, you, and CJ took a little walk? Last time we were down there visiting?
No, that's if you're sitting at the pool and you look to the east. That's the island you see right across the way from
us.
Okay,
got it. All right. I would assume they're getting back on track too, though, right? The water's receded and they just had some water damage over there?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. It's they're back in good shape. I think they were without power for about 8 or 9 days.
Yeah. Now, what about the lobster, Walt? Because I did give you a mission to find out if they're walking. I mentioned it to Neil. He's heard some stories. I've heard some stories. I know you have some lobster guru friends down there. Have they given you any reports that the lobsters are walking in South Florida or not?
You know, I reached out to my Japanese buddies, and they haven't gotten back to me yet. They may be out of town, or maybe tied up.
Or they may be going to get them and not telling you. Is that what is possible, too?
No, they wouldn't do that.
They wouldn't do that. Okay. He has a, you know, a lot of the times when you go tell those lobster guys, hey, are they walking? Oh, no, I don't know. And meanwhile, you know, they're sticking, like, you know, 14-pound lobsters in their back pocket. I'm just saying, it's kind of a fisherman, like, we don't tell a soul kind of thing. If we tell you, we got to kill you kind of deal. But you have a much better relationship with these folks we're talking about.
Maybe,
right?
It's just you, Greg.
It could be just me. That is possible. Lobster season open in California today, too, by the way.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Here comes old Greg. He's a scaly mantis.
He's Greg the Dive Master.
What you doing in my waters?
The show is a disaster.
I got something to show you.
He's Greg the Dive Master.
Hi there.
Master. Dive Master. Dive Master. Dive Master.
Oh. I'm old Greg. Pleased to meet you.
I'm Nart.
What?
Hello, fishies.
What's going on?
I am old Greg the Dive Master. I'm not sure what exactly that was, but I apologize.
Yes, you are. You know what that was.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
And the last.
Possibly. I don't think anybody want to follow our fin kicks through this little adventure for the last 20 years. But hey, we have our fun, and we try to support those that have issues every now and then. The dive industry is a very close-knit family. It really is. And when you hear some folks in need like our friends in Dominica, you definitely want to reach out and
do your part. Speaking of close-knit families, you're like the crazy uncle.
Okay. Is that a compliment?
You're old Greg.
Yes. I show up on holidays and family get-togethers.
What are you doing in my waters?
When you don't really necessarily want to see me, but you tolerate it just the same.
I think you're a fine modern gentleman.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Don't show us that part.
Yes, please stop. We are getting ready for our big family reunion, though, for the dive industry. DEMA, the Diving Equipment Marketing Association trade show, happens in Orlando first week of November. Starts literally the day after Halloween.
I love it. That's so convenient for me.
It is?
Yeah.
What, the first day of?
No, the fact that it's in Orlando.
Oh, of course. That would make it a little more convenient for us.
Super easy.
And it also is our official 20-year anniversary of the show. 20 years still sucking on air.
Indeed.
And we're going to blow it out big time. We have a puppet show planned.
I forgot.
Exactly.
Those puppets are sitting. You know, it's horrible. It looks like it looks like a puppet morgue over here.
Yeah, it does.
Or a puppet like autopsies. They're wrapped in plastic. It's super creepy.
It is a little strange. There's a few props that are part of this whole production that we plan to put on at the DEMA show. But it's been sitting there for a while.
You got to get him a pink tutu for one of them puppets.
I know. I'm going to go to Party City and pick you up a pink tutu, and you must wear it.
No, I'm going as Scuba Man.
No, you need to go as Old Greg.
He can't afford his own.
Yeah, is there
costume.
An Old Greg puppet?
There is not an Old Greg puppet. There may not be any puppets after we put on this little presentation at the DEMA show. So we'll have to see.
We still have not started practicing for
that. Yeah, we got to get on that.
We're coming up on October.
You know, we've had them sitting here for
ridiculous.
The last... month or so, and they've been sitting there in the box, and we're like, hey, we got to practice our puppet show. Oh, yeah, right, okay. And now it's time for our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise here next week. So we're going to get back, about the middle of October and have, 2 weeks to hunker down.
I would imagine we only get one rehearsal in.
You think? Well, the idea is we're going to tape this deal for video, and that'll be kind of like the practice round, and then we'll see if we'll be able to pull it off in front of a live audience at the DEMA show, which, it's kind of like the Old Greg video. This is a viral video that is out there online. Just, type in Old Greg, and they evidently, this comedy group or something, put this video together.
So great.
And then they toured around the world and performed it live in front of in front of an audience. So that's kind of what we're doing at the DEMA show. With less elements of,
are you going to make the puppet rehearsal video public? Are you going to make that available?
Well, that is the plan. If it turns out well enough, and it documents the history of Scuba Radio, and it'll give the real story of how we came up with this show, as opposed to what the listener had emailed me and said, "Hey, is this where you came from?" And they thought
we were
old
drunk
Greg was
when
me.
We came up with this show, weren't we?
Well, true. That's how most good ideas start.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, we could practice it in the Turks Caicos.
That's true. We could, but then I'd have to bring all these puppets onto the boat, and I already got too many other things we got to bring on board. Costumes for the Halloween party. I can't bring puppets. Can you imagine going through customs in the Turks and Caicos? They're still reeling after a hurricane. And sir, what do you have in your in your bags? What are you bringing into the country?
Lots of mermaid puppets.
Yeah, I have puppets and costumes.
I've come to entertain you.
I said, okay, you can leave now. Yeah, so that I don't think that would be wise. So we'll save that for after the after
puppets
the
will debut at DEMA.
They will debut at DEMA, and they will make their first and last appearance possibly at the show.
And what are you going to do? You're going to have all these puppets lying around.
Well, I figure we'll auction them off for,
big bucks.
Hey.
Big bucks.
Why don't you raise money for Dominica?
Dominica.
There's a Captain Slate puppet. There's a Dive God puppet.
What you should do? You should have Neil and Captain Slate autograph their puppets, and then you auction them off.
That is very possible. That was definitely in the cards. I was going to just give it to them, but maybe we need to auction it off.
Maybe
instead.
You could do like a puppet and a bottle of rum.
All right, well, let's not get crazy.
Yeah, let's, you know, that, yeah.
We need the rum.
True, we do.
But, sorry, there are priorities, yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but we're just so we're clear, and everyone's listening, like, what are they talking about, a puppet show? No, the idea, we have put together this presentation, this story, the past, present, and future of Scuba Radio, and we're going to act it out with puppets.
It's like Crank Yankers.
Okay. Oh, I want to get a Hawaii. Yay! Yay!
Yay!
Okay, it'll be the Turks and Caicos. I don't need to go all the way to Hawaii.
Wrap it up.
Okay, that's what we'll do. It's been a fun show. Next, 2 weeks from today, live from the Turks and Caicos. Next week, you'll hear a special show that we're recording that's going to be fun. You're going to want to tune in for that. Till then, remember, it is always better. Where, gang?
Down where it is winter.
Yes, I'll see you on the boat, Greg.
Absolutely, Casey.
Come on, Greg.
Safe diving,
come
everyone.
Come on, old Greg.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.